Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down.
From the 1480 AM KPHX studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Santa Claus in front of me. He sort of looks a little
baby.
Well, you can't put ho, ho, ho and baby together.
Oh.
But you look like Santa. And there's the lovely Kathleen. Hello. The great Eric the Great. And
Dave, should I put my sunglasses on too?
Oh yeah, I have my sunglasses.
Oh, Dave, can you not see?
No, I forgot they were on, and now let me take them off and see what. Oh, it is Joseph.
Oh, it is me. I'm just in a very bad Santa Claus outfit.
Santa. Says Griswold.
Well, yeah, that's just an ugly Christmas sweater, but you know, I've got the beard, right? Yes, look at me stroking my beard.
Wow, you do that like professional.
Yeah.
You sort of moonlight on off hours.
Yes, and of course Elvis Presley bringing us into the show.
That's Elvis?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I thought he passed away.
Thank you very much,
ago.
Baby. Santa.
Oh.
Santa's coming.
And where's your periscope today? Oh, there it is.
You can join us on Periscope, by the way. Go to Periscope and Breakthrough Entertainment at BreakTHR Sports as well. That's our Twitter. But,
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Makes total sense.
I think. Is it?
It is. It is.
I forgot about that. So it's a great show today, isn't it?
It is. We're celebrating the release of Bad Santa 2. Now, we're 1 week late.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, it opened up.
If your girlfriend said that, what would you say?
so long. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
That was
kidding.
Good.
I was just playing off what you were saying.
For me on that one.
I was just playing off what
you
said. I
thought you were going to say Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I said so long. I didn't say to who.
Wow, and all the girlfriends you have on Periscope are saying, uh-oh, he's that type of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What
there goes
happen?
The Swedish girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she's calling me right now.
Right, well, give us a call, 602, if you want to complain about Joseph and his comments. 602-252-1480, again, 602-252-1480. And maybe you've seen Bad Santa 2. It opened up the day before Thanksgiving. Yes,
I think it did.
Yes, and there were several other.
It was rhetorical.
It did.
It did, Dave. And you saw it, right, Dave?
Oh, it was no.
No, you didn't. You didn't. But
I think Eric saw it.
Eric,
Kathleen saw it.
They didn't see it.
She wouldn't go to a movie without me.
Yeah, that's true. Bad Santa.
She's confused.
You didn't see Bad Santa.
Neither of us have seen it. No.
But
did
you've seen
Kathleen
the original.
See Bad Eric.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're talking.
Wow.
We film at 11 for all the Periscope viewers.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, they're on. They actually do Facebook Live. Right?
You know, we were thinking of putting drapes on this window.
Drapes? Oh, wow. Just turn the noise down.
And then will you?
We'll hear you, but you won't hear us.
Great.
Will you broadcast the, you know, like an after dark
a Facebook
feed in there?
Thing?
On Facebook
sure,
Live?
Why not?
Yeah,
you can do
excellent.
That.
Excellent.
I'll have to get her signature first.
Okay.
Oh, disclosure.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. But we are.
Release form.
that'd be for you.
All right. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Bad Santa 2 show.
No matter how far Dave takes it another direction.
Yep.
Hey, this is classic.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is going to be
Santa.
One of the best.
Classy, too.
Bad Santa 2. And yes, it opened up. So I will be reviewing that shortly here in a few moments. And also Manchester by the Sea, I'll be mentioning that. That opened up. Casey Affleck.
He's very good, by the way.
Yeah. It's produced by Matt Damon.
Oh, he's good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Casey's done good acting.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Yeah. So
he's got a weird voice.
Yeah, a little higher than his brother, right?
His brother's voice is high, too, but his is high, and it cracks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And
I never thought
it's like
that.
He's going through puberty nonstop.
He does look young, doesn't he?
Is she related to Ben Affleck? No, he is related to Ben Affleck. We're getting comments on Periscope. He is related to Ben, that is his younger brother.
It is indeed. And they're both Ben.
They're very talented. Yeah, very talented.
Very, very good.
Yes. No doubt. We'll review that. That's getting a lot of great reviews and great cast in that as well. And so, and of course, we've got some great guests today as well. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now. About 15 minutes from now, we have on actress Cheryl Teixeira. She is one of the stars of Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel. Of course, Dave, I'm sure you're familiar with Boy Meets World from the 90s. I grew up with it.
Oh, I was too old by then.
Yeah, you were too old by then. But Greg, I'm sure, knows Boy Meets World. Yeah.
They should combine the two shows and make it Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they will. You'll have to pitch it to Cheryl, because she's also got this business of acting course. We've got a great deal for our listeners. You get a great discount if you want to take this business of acting course.
Wow. That'd be interesting to hear about what that is.
Yeah. So
actually, I have a group of people you should pitch that to.
Yeah? Okay.
Hey, Eric, have you seen what Cheryl looks like?
I have.
Oh. She's very attractive. She's very attractive.
She's very pretty.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, you know, I'll tell you how I connected with Cheryl. We met on Periscope.
No way.
We did.
We aren't supposed to talk about people being pretty, though, on the show, because progressives don't believe in labeling people that way.
And we also
didn't somebody call in
Doris, we had the Doris problem and everything like that.
Well, I think she's very nice inside.
Yes, her inner workings.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, on that
sort of looks like that girl we had in, where you weren't there that day, the country western.
No, probably not.
Although
no,
I think you got that for
I got that. I booked the guest and you had him.
Yeah, she was really good, because right?
She was very attractive. Yeah. Oops, said it again.
Yeah, oh, there, oops. Yeah,
I mean, her lungs were very nice.
Yes.
Now you're in bigger trouble. Okay, so anyway,
cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, I won't comment on that one.
Okay. All right. I don't know. All right. So, but yeah, Cheryl Teixeira will be joining us shortly, and she'll tell us about the Girl Meets World and business of acting, of course, that she's got going on. Of course, the Christmas episode of Girl Meets World aired last night, and I met her on Periscope a couple weeks ago. After the show, she was doing a Q&A for her fans, and we connected from there.
Made a date.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I said, how can we get you here on Breakthrough Entertainment?
Oh, she can come here in person?
No. She's going to be here on the phone.
She'll be in person on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Line 4.
Yes. And after Cheryl, we've got another great guest. We've got W. Bruce Cameron, author and screenwriter of A Dog's Purpose. This movie comes out January 27th. And this is another great gift guide idea. Of course, you can get the Business of Acting course for a loved one this holiday season, or you can get the box set of A Dog's Purpose. It's a set of books, a couple of books that you can get. They're out now, and it's being made it's already been made into a movie, and A Dog's Purpose, the movie comes out January 27th, so we've got an extra early interview to tell all of our listeners about that film, and it's a really interesting story behind it, and that Bruce actually wrote the book to help his then-girlfriend, now wife and fellow screenwriter of the film, Catherine Michon, grieve through the process of losing her dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good. It's like animal therapy.
Animal therapy, and he's helping his girlfriend. And it's Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We are helping people break through their limitations and all that. So that's one of the ways you can do that is to help people through writing.
And this is exciting about Cheryl.
Yes.
Is she plays opposite Amy Poehler in NBC's Parks and Recreation.
Yes, she does. She's been in a lot of different projects.
That's sort of cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, she...
That's my commentary. I'm sticking to it.
She's... Okay.
And let's go back to lungs. All right. No. Lungs no, for
but,
2 points.
But again, you can check me out on,
check
on Periscope.
Out.
Breakthrough Entertainment, do a search. And I've
Why
got
not
my,
check
I've
me
got
out?
My nice... Well, are we can. Are you wearing a Santa Claus outfit?
I'm a natural Santa Claus.
Okay. You just shaved.
Santa Claus didn't have a ponytail.
Oh, no, yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
That's right.
True. That's true.
You got a ponytail, but it's not in the right place.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this is my outfit. This is my outfit.
Nice
very,
outfit.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. So, okay. Well, let's get to reviewing. Well, by the way, I know we already talked about the parade, but did you see that Pillsbury Doughboy in that parade?
I mean, outside of this building today?
No, in the that
yeah, I tried to look that up. I can't figure out what it is.
I don't know what's going on out here outside the
yeah, there is something
if,
going
if
on.
If you know, give us a call, 602-252-1480. What is going on in downtown Phoenix today?
Yeah, we don't know, right? It's like a big
I have no
event.
Idea.
What is it? Yeah. If you know, 602-252-1480, let us know what is happening in downtown Phoenix today.
All I know is that you're illegally parking in our parking lot.
That's right. There is someone.
Yes, there is someone.
And
yes.
We will give out the license plate number right now.
I'm going to go all Beyonce on that car.
I'm good with that.
Really? And we could charge money for this. No. No, you can't park here, right?
No, you can't park here.
Well, it's private property. I mean,
yeah.
You can't be liable for their stuff.
Exactly my point.
Yes.
All right, we're getting a tow truck.
But that doughboy in the...
That doughboy in that parade. Doughboy.
Yes.
Say that three times real quick.
Not going to be able to because we might get dumped. But
the
doughboy.
Yeah.
In the parade. You know, I'm going to tell you
Which
right now.
Which parade is that?
In the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I know we already covered this last week on the gift guide. But, Dave, I'm very concerned because I don't want any fat ghost sailors telling me what kind of rolls to buy. This is just inappropriate, I think. I mean, I've held it in for that long. And
the Stay Puff guy is the sailor.
Well, also, look at the
doughboy. The doughboy guy's a chef.
Look at that. You think he's a chef? He looks
he's
like
wearing a hat.
He's
chef
a
hat.
Ghost. You want to buy?
I didn't say
you
any
You want to buy rolls from a ghost?
He's not a ghost. He's dough.
He's dough. You know, have you ever touched him? Have you ever tasted him?
I don't think Eric's ever touched. No. How could you? Eric's like a, he's a, you know, macho dude.
Yeah?
He's not going to touch guys.
You
ever
know,
touch him.
You know the doughboy's a guy? Well, I guess.
I think the doughboy's kind of androgynous, so.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh,
so technically, it's okay. It's okay. You're good. You're good.
Is that the rule, Joseph? Is that the rule you follow?
All right, Greg wins the
you
poll.
You haven't broken any rules. All right.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Bad Santa 2 show, of course. Let's review that. Again, if you've seen Bad Santa 2, give us a call, 602-252-1480, or join us on Facebook. And just
Facebook,
yeah,
yes.
BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big
we
F.
We should do Facebook Live.
Well, you were supposed to be doing
that. Is
that
easy,
you
Eric?
You said that you did it.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's like it's as easy as making a post on your Facebook.
And you did it before.
Oh, yeah, Greg did it.
Yeah. Well,
then it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
He pushed the button.
True. And also you can join us on Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope. So Bad Santa 2 opened up. Day before Thanksgiving, the sequel to Bad Santa, I think that was released in like 2003 or something.
I think it was.
That was a long time ago.
Very long.
Didn't it seem like Bad Santa just came out like 5 years ago or something?
Yeah, on HBO.
Yeah.
You know, no, I thought it did, but it didn't.
But Billy Bob Thornton, of course, he's looking
And the
good.
Little kid is a big kid now.
He's a big kid now. He's turning 21.
That's the same
and
kid.
And he's getting his, I'm not going to say, if you see the trailer, you'll know.
He's getting his what?
Yeah, it's
Mojo?
No.
What is Mojo anyway? What does Mojo mean, Eric?
It's I guess when you get your groove on.
Yeah, he's got something with a cherry involved, but I'm not going to say exactly what, but
oh, poor Joseph doesn't have any idea. But anyway,
no Mojo, no groove.
But I'm saying
your face is matching the red hat now. Okay.
Okay. So yes, the once little boy, large little boy,
is now a real large
21-year-old, and
that's the same person.
Yes. And
I wonder if he acted all those years.
And Billy Bob Thornton's, I don't think so. But you can look him up on IMDb. But
amazing.
Billy Bob Thornton's character, Bad Santa, he is he's trying to get make the young boy a man now.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he gets him a woman.
He does?
Yeah, yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, you'll have to see it in the movie. But but of course, Bad Santa himself, he finds himself a woman as well. Yes, a nice redhead. What's her name, the redhead in the movie?
It was from the Gilroy Girls.
No.
That was the original girl, right?
Yeah, that was original Lauren Graham. But this one's someone else from, I think, Mad Men or something like that.
Mad Men.
The secretary girl?
Christina Hendricks or
whatever? Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I think that's her name.
Christina Hendricks, I think.
Oh.
She's in the movie, and so...
Voluptuous.
Yes. And, of course, the Tony Cox as the elf as well. They're all back. They're all back. And, yes, it is just as dirty as the first one, perhaps even more so. My favorite part was when Bad Santa had the little kids on his lap and they were telling him, you know, all these things that they wanted for Christmas. And he says, I have no idea what you're saying. I don't know. Yeah, it was great. You know, I wanted to see more of him with the kids. There are a few scenes, but more Bad Santa 2 is more of just a heist film. A Christmas heist film than it is a Christmas movie. It still has the heart. I like the heart in the movie. Of course, it's still connected to that young man now, and I liked it. I'm giving it 4 stars. 4 stars for Bad Santa 2.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What did you give the first one?
I think 4. Yeah. Yeah, so it's on par with the first one. I liked it. I laughed a lot. But again, Bad Santa 2, not for kids.
No.
Definitely not for kids.
No, probably. It's probably R-rated.
It's definitely R-rated, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And lots of very dirty language and... Yeah, but it's very funny. So I was laughing hysterically in the theater. And also in theaters, I think it opened up on Friday, last Friday, not this past Friday, but the previous Friday, Manchester by the Sea, like we said, Casey Affleck, produced by Matt Damon. I don't want to tell you too much about the movie itself. It's kind of a complicated theme and everything like that. But basically, nice cast, some great acting in the movie, very touching stories. There's a few people saying that this is the best movie of the year. It's got like a 98% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not much of a fan of Manchester by the Sea.
Was it a chick flick?
No, it's not. There's some good, really nice dynamics between the characters, the young man that he's mentoring and stuff. I thought it was okay.
A 2-star?
It was a little bit, no, I'm giving it 3, but maybe, you know, almost on a 2.
So,
3 because of the acting. Otherwise, in terms of the story, it's really hard to understand what they're saying as well, because they all got those very thick Boston accents or whatever, and that's not a very good accent right now. But that's fine.
Boston.
Boston.
No, Bastin.
Bastin.
Bastin. Yeah,
those are pronounced like
Manchester A's. By the Sea.
So a 3-star for that one.
3 stars for that one. But I would say definitely, Dave, you have to go see Bad Santa 2. I know last year you liked. You liked that other movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Was that with Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen.
I like that, actually.
Yeah, and there was some dirty things in there.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's why I should go see it.
I think that you'd laugh.
Okay.
You'd laugh. It's not typical Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And so go see Bad Santa 2 in theaters now. And all throughout today's show, we are playing music from the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, the next song that's going to take us into our break...
is Jingle Bells.
CeeLo Green with...
Who?
What Christmas Means to Me.
Which one is this? Is this Elvis?
No, CeeLo Green.
Who's CeeLo Green? I don't even know CeeLo Green.
Candles burning low.
You sound like Elvis
lots
now.
Of mistletoe.
All right. And this
sounds
is...
like Justin Timberlake.
Breakthrough Entertainment. Live. 1480. AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And we need to find a way to put a cage around young Joseph here. He reminds me a little Joe on Bonanza. No, not really. All right, and we'll be right back after these words.